Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
For this week, we have been ramping up to this very moment to eventually turn the reins over to you, America.
And we are thrilled to do this.
To determine who is going to be our winner of Isolation Idol. We want all ears upon us now as we begin.
It's Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol. Because everyone seems more talented during a pandemic.
And that's the truth. And we have a lot of talented people right here in the Delaware Valley. And we got loads and loads of submissions. We narrowed them down to 24. We did the math because we wanted to do 6 contestants each day for 4 days. And then on the 5th day, as we chose 2 from each day, we would have 8 finalists ready to go for their last performance. And this is just, giving a chance other than the big celebs who are getting the spotlights of performing in their own home.
Yeah.
And they're doing them for great causes. That's wonderful. We do appreciate that. But we wanted to hear from the common folk, the everyday person.
The potential untapped superstars of tomorrow.
Very true. So we've had people perform, and we've narrowed it down to the 8. We judges finally get a break. You're going to find out who wins, or let us know who's going to win our $500 cash prize. And we've thrown in a $100 gift card from our friends at Wilson's Secret Sauce. So we appreciate those guys jumping on board. But we need you to listen to the performances, and we need you to vote. And we'll give you the voting information when it's all said and done. I'll just let you know it's going to be through PrestonandSteve.com. You can vote one time per day this weekend, and then Monday we reveal the winners, and then we'll be able to crown our king or queen of Isolation Idol.
So every day this week, I've been like, when I go to sleep, I'm like, oh, I mean, I was looking forward to this whole thing, but I'm like, I don't like voting
because
hard, especially when it turned out there were some really talented people.
And you're gonna upset, a few people along the way, and nobody likes to do
right.
It's unfortunate, but decisions had to be made, and we did make those decisions, and it's led us to where we are.
But the ultimate goal is to give musicians barbecue.
That is the ultimate goal. All right,
well, Idol doesn't do that.
Now we're doing it in a different way today. So we're gonna try this out in true Preston and Steve fashion. Let's get it going. We are going to speak to our contestants on the phone first.
Yes.
Because what we're going to use for them to broadcast their audio is actually Facebook Live, because you get a better audio signal from that. So we're going to, now there's a slight delay in the Facebook Live audio. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to our contestant on the phone so we have no delay. We can chit chat with them back and forth. They can answer questions. And then when we send them over to perform, there's going to be about a little 10-second pause or so, and then they will begin. But we'll fill that time as they get ready, and then we'll listen to the performance, and we'll see how it all goes.
Yes.
All right, you ready to take
this?
Yes! And somebody's got to be first. Earlier here, Kathy, Marissa had put the names into a cup on pieces of paper, and Casey drew them out in a random order, so that is how we're doing it. So you guys ready to get started?
Yes,
let's meet contestant number one this morning. We loved all the performances. His was great. He is a singer and songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist, and he calls himself a funky white boy from South Jersey. He even has a funky nickname. This is David St. James, also known as Duct Tape.
Yeah!
This morning. Hey, Duct Tape, how you doing, bud?
I've never been better. How are you guys this morning? Gadzooks.
Gadzooks here. We're doing great. We're actually, we have the ability to see you on video as we are here in the studio. And I love the fact you're wearing a cowboy hat this morning. You've even got colored lights in the background. Your visual thing. So you ready to do some rocking?
I certainly am, Preston. I was born ready.
Outstanding. All right. And so last time, you played Wild Horses for us. And listen, if you want to play the same song again, that's fine. Or if you want to change it up a little bit, that is great as well. What do you have in mind for us this morning, David?
Well, thanks for asking, Preston. This time, just like last time, I played every single instrument myself. Now, I just did a simple drum track, a simple bass track, and a simple clean guitar track. I did that last night.
Okay.
I'm doing a song that Shinedown recently had a smash hit with, the Lynyrd Skynyrd classic called Simple Man.
Ah, great song. So we're going to give everybody a little extended.
One more thing, Preston. I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is my own custom arrangement that I did specifically for this contest.
I love it. All right. So as I was going to say, we're giving a little bit more time since this is indeed the finals. And everybody get, rather than, you know, 30, 40 seconds, we're going to give a full minute.
We had considered an hour, but we figured that'd be ridiculous.
That'd be a little stupid. Yeah. So we're going to go with a full minute of performance because we have eight people to get to. And, of course, we're going to be talking to them as well. So it's going to take a good half hour to get through all this. And
we can cut a little talking down. I got a little smidge over a minute, and so I'll be ready to start right now.
You know what? Head on over, David, and let's get duct tape on the mic. Casey, I want you to bring him up on the board, please, so we can hear him, and we're going to switch over to Facebook Live.
Well, if we can cut a little talking down, I got a little smidge over a minute.
So you hear the delay.
Yeah, the quality's better, though.
Start right now, if you are.
That was him talking to us just a moment ago. So we send him over. And then we'll hear the performance.
It's like time traveling.
I know, it's weird, isn't
it's
it?
So cool.
All right.
So. I wonder what it looked like 10 seconds ago.
All right, here we go. He's getting himself in.
Yeah, let me get you off speaker there. Hang on.
Much better audio.
Like, how do I get this thing off speaker?
He's still
you
got
see
us
me
on the
like yelling at somebody.
All right. He's got a little delay on the guitar. You can hear it.
Get rid of that. Go. Take it outside.
Get
all right, I'm just going
to
start.
He wants the phone to be gone.
Take it outside, goddammit.
Here we go. And we're going to restart the track, I would imagine. So he's having some issues, a little technical thing. We can see him fiddling with it.
He's eating a hoagie.
Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me. My only son, you can do this if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man and be something to love and understand. Baby, be a simple man. And won't you do this for me, son, if you can. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Yeah. Dude, wow. Keep in mind that's Dave on guitar as well, performing live for us. Dave, can you hear us now?
I can you hear me?
Yeah, that sounded fantastic, man.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. No matter what happens, this is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life.
Oh,
dude,
I love you so much.
Your performance this morning really made, crappy brainy day. We're looking out the window and I'm hearing you sing and I'm like, it's okay, I'm all right now. It's okay.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. David, do you play in a band?
Listen, I am just starting out fresh again. I have a brand new website, ducktapedave.com, ducktapedave.com. Please visit me. I'm looking to play parties, nightclubs, bars, restaurants, MM barbecues.
Like where do you live? Awesome. Where do you live, by the way?
I live right in Pensauken.
Okay.
I'm right across the Betsy Ross Bridge.
All right,
right
dude,
by the golf course.
Listen, here's a grab right here. Here's a really talented guy.
Yeah,
if you're looking to get a band together, go to his website, ducktapedave.com. We'll post that information. I believe Marissa's going to have that info up on my
screen. Well done, man.
Or you can just Google David St. James. You'll find me.
All right. Good luck, Dave. Thanks for everything. Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
So much better with this Facebook Live performance.
Listen, we're innovating entertainment. We're changing the entire industry.
Is that what we're doing?
And that's what happens when you're going through a discovery process.
I love us.
Really, awesome. There's no reason not to love us.
Kathy, don't you just love us? All right, let's do another one. All right, that's our first one. We have eight of them all together. This next young lady wowed us singing in her home, and she did a little a cappella version of House of the Rising Sun. She's only 19 years old, college student, studying to be a teacher, and pursuing pursuing a music career, and singing and writing her very own song since she was really young. This is the first time she's ever done anything like this. From Norristown, Pennsylvania, let's hear it for Giovanna. Yeah. Giovanna. Hi, Giovanna. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. If I recall, when we spoke to you the other day, you said that stage fright was a big thing that you had to overcome, correct?
Yeah.
Are you getting better day by day of, you know, not having the anxiety?
Yeah, I am, but I'm definitely nervous right now.
Well, let me tell you something. You kind of blew us out of our socks with your, you have a very powerful, soulful voice. The song you chose was... just out of the blue, and we all like smiled when you said what you were going to sing, "House of the Rising Sun." So you have no reason to be nervous. No. And as you heard, the audio quality should skip up dramatically. So,
yeah.
Now, are you going to do another a cappella piece for us, or do you have an accompaniment? And what is it going to be?
I'm going to be doing "House of the Rising Sun," just the next part of it, and I have company for it this time.
Okay, you have an accompaniment. All right, so let's get you over onto Facebook Live, and we'll check it out. Okay.
Okay. So all right. Whenever I'm ready.
Yep. Whenever you're ready, you just go ahead. Don't mind us.
I'm going to be doing "House of the Rising Sun," just the next part of it.
So you can hear her talking.
Much better. Much better.
Which is a few seconds later, and so now she's going to go over and. Actually sing. So that's what's going on with Facebook Live. There's a delay. That's why we're doing it two different ways.
So whenever I'm ready.
And here she goes. So now she's headed to sing for us. With accompaniment this time around. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I can hear me. I can hear
me. She says she comes from a big Italian family. That's where she learned how to yell.
Oh, really?
That's what she said the last time.
Is when he's on a throne. Oh, mother, oh, tell your children not to do what I have done. Oh, spend your life in sin.
And there she goes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Killer voice.
Soulful. And you know what I appreciated, Giovanna, is you have the ability to do runs up and down the scales like that, and you don't abuse it. When people do that too much, it can take away. It's showing you off your chops.
Yeah.
But it's muddling up the music. So I like what you chose and did with your voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. Well, listen, congratulations for at least making it this far. It's going to be up to everybody listening to vote and get the word out. Make sure you spread the word.
Yes, you can.
I will.
Yes, do it. Make sure everyone knows.
All right.
I will for sure. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. Great work, Giovanna. Yeah. Good luck to you. Have a great weekend. Wow. All right.
Excellent.
Soulful young lady, and we go from soulful young lady to number one to soulful young lady number two.
She blew us away too.
She did, and she is Monday. She came, called in and sang and played an original piece on the piano that she had written during the quarantine. It's like a fresh new original piece.
It was a great song.
She is a college freshman, majoring in music and technology, and she's a field hockey player. So she's a little bit of a jock too.
Yeah,
she's cool. And she is from Medford, New Jersey. Please welcome Kira.
Kira.
To Isolation Idol. Hi there, Kira. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. So since you were on Monday, have you gotten a little response from people who heard you on the show?
Yeah, a good amount of family and friends listened to it, and I was hearing lots of nice things from them. That was very kind.
That's excellent. So last time, as I had mentioned in the setup here, you had performed an original song that you'd written during quarantine, and we only got to hear a little bit of it, 30 seconds or so. Are you going to play another original piece? Are you going to play that or something else? What do you have in mind as far as a performance this morning goes?
I'm actually going to play the same song, but most of the parts that you didn't get to hear yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we liked it. Excellent. Absolutely.
Nice. All right, you feel good? You feel good, Kira? Warmed up and ready to go? All right, we're going to bring you up on Facebook Live. You can start whenever you like. We'll keep talking in the meantime because there's this delay. In fact, you'll probably hear her in the background talking to us, saying what she already said.
Yeah.
But let's see. I am not hearing anything, so we might not have a connection. It's worked so far.
Maybe it's working better than it's ever worked right
Marissa
now.
Marissa is checking, but Kira is looking behind her on the video, and she has a question for whomever else is in the room.
Oh, there's
with
a
her.
Robot in the room.
There's
Preston.
A robot.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a crisis situation. If you know this young lady, she's being attacked by a robot from the future.
She's in Medford, New Jersey. Please head to her residence immediately with
Kira's
your phaser.
Kira's apparently some sort of emissary from the future.
Okay, I heard a click. Should I pull her back up on the phone? Oh, here we go. Uh-oh. Is that on our end?
I don't know.
We're going to have to make sure she gets her full due. Yeah, so we'll make sure that she's set up. She's not going to get boned out of this. And goddamn these robots.
Hold on, Marissa.
You guys want to peel back the curtain a little bit. Rodney gave us this really cool device so that we can do this. But it only works for about a few hours, or like 36 hours. So it just stopped. But we can have her perform again and it'll work.
Okay.
It'll work now?
Or 36 hours from now.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
let's check in on
sometime
Saturday.
Late Sunday.
I'm ready to come back. Are you guys? No. If you pull her up, live case right. Is working now.
Hang on, Kira, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So we had a technical problem, and you probably performed the whole song, didn't you?
I actually didn't perform it. I think it was playing an old live I was doing to practice the audio.
All right.
Okay.
And if you have some sort of EMP device, you can disable that robot.
Right. If there's a robot in the room with you that is causing a disruption, please use your EMP device now. Okay. So do you want to try this again, Kira?
Yes.
All right. Marissa, thumbs up or no? What do you say? All right. We're getting a thumbs up. Let's try this again. Head over to your piano. You ready?
Yep.
And go.
Kira with hopefully right. Stereo audio. Kira, how would you feel about having stereo audio?
Hey, I'm
not
technically live yet.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it has to say you're going on.
She's playing back something. What is?
I'm with Kira.
What? I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, we're trying to catch you. Oh, because.
Is Marissa doing that?
Yes, Marissa's doing that.
Okay.
Are we going to peel back the curtain a little bit more?
I have no idea what is happening here. And I hear a guy talking in the background.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. It looks like the. Is that an old video or something?
So here's the deal. Because it's Facebook Live, she's able. Marissa's able to rewind the video, and I guess she's trying to catch up to the live part.
All right.
This is very, very interesting.
Kira, bear
yeah,
with us.
This is so interesting.
We're actually hearing your performance in a month.
Yeah. Here we go.
Why am I complaining when I'm safe and sound? Worst case scenario.
Dude.
Here's what we need to do.
We have to start over.
Yeah, we're going to start over.
She's.
All right, turn that down, Casey. Turn that down. All right, Kira, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Kira, you got some time. We're going to have to come back to you, okay?
No. Marissa's saying go now. We're live.
All right. What do you want me to do, Marissa? What do you want me to do?
We are caught up. I refreshed the page. We are good to go.
Okay. So, Kira, you've had two warm-ups. And now we want you to bring it, girl. You're going to do it one more time, okay?
Okay.
She's sick of us.
We just wanted to get the best opportunity.
Go ahead, Kira, whenever you're ready.
Come back to you, okay?
That's okay.
No.
We're going back in time.
What do you want me to do, Marissa? What do you want me to do?
Listen how angry I sound.
We are good to go. Okay.
Oh, you're all angry now.
All right. All right.
Okay.
And here it is.
I must admit I've been selfish before. I didn't understand that I was sacrifice and my mean. Losing your mind when you're safe inside, even if you're afraid of yourself sometimes. I'm being selfish. Why am I complaining when I'm safe and sound? Worst case scenario, but it's best to be alone right now. Now I'm back in my head and I'm thinking about regrets and things I shouldn't have said. Worst case scenario, but it's best to be alone right now. It's okay to be selfish sometimes. It's okay to complain when things don't go right. Just don't forget we're all fighting the same fight. If we're fighting the same fight, are we really alone?
Wow, that was beautiful.
That was excellent. I'm so glad we figured out what the hell was going on.
Worth waiting for. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely worth waiting for. Kira, outstanding performance.
Thank you.
And a beautiful song.
Get myself situated there.
Yeah, no, it's all good. But third time's a charm. It
yes.
certainly was. It was excellent. And that is a really pretty original song that you wrote just within the last few weeks, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you for dealing with us. We appreciate it. And we'll see how the voting turns out. Good luck to you and have a great weekend, Kira, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Nice job.
You know what? I like to think that our inability brings out the best in people.
I think it does.
Yeah.
You know what? It relaxes them.
Yes.
Because here we are.
These idiots seem to be doing okay.
They got their own radio show for crying out loud.
I mean, moderately good. Jesus. But if they can do this... Damn, I can nail it.
What a cluster F. Okay, we will go to our next contestant. And he definitely wowed us just yesterday, I believe it was. Yeah, on his guitar. He played the guitar solo from Get the Funk Out by Extreme. Very hard technical piece to play. He's from a cover band called Jumper. And his daughter jumped in to help with this tech for the performance. I'm sure she's going to be his producer this morning. Please welcome from Horsham, Pennsylvania, playing the electric guitar. It is John. Hey, John. Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes. So far, we'll see how the rest of this goes. But yeah.
I'm so frightened. I can tell you. I'm waiting for something to go wrong.
Don't worry about
it. But we're just the people to do that.
Yeah. And so, we were really impressed. You're the only instrumentalist, just solely instrumentalist in this whole contest. Everybody else... You know, either is singing or singing and playing. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you don't want to hear me sing.
Okay. So you feel good.
He feels confident. I mean, dude, you were up against a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
And that was pretty amazing.
And you beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. So, John, are you going to be playing the same song or something else today?
No, I'm going to do the beginning of Hopper Teacher right into the solo. And I'm going to do a little thing at the end.
All right. Okay. And a little thing at the end.
Yeah.
All right.
And this compass and the stock.
Let's have you go ahead and start whenever you're ready, and we'll see if this works. So bring up the audio case. All right, here we go. All right, so whenever you're ready.
Thing at the end.
So you can hear us talking a moment ago.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Thank you.
Wow. Damn, John. You and Eddie go way back, don't you?
I wish.
I appreciate the walking harmonics at the end there, man. That was really cool.
Thank you, guys. Listen, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to play. It was a lot of fun.
No problem. All right,
and,
John.
And thank your daughter for hooking us up.
Yeah, definitely thank her for us. All right, a shredder, John. Outstanding work. All right, his band is called Jumper. Make sure that you go see them when things are back up and running again. All right, so our lone instrumentalist leads us to our next singer, who is, we'll see if she sings and plays at the same time. She's a Delco gal. Was a contestant on The Voice, moved to Nashville to pursue her career as a singer and songwriter, and she actually goes back with us. We've had her on the show before.
Yeah.
Wanted to enter the contest, and and is checking in with us from Nashville. Please welcome our good friend Audra this morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good, Audra. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. This is so awesome. I'm so glad to talk to you guys.
No problem. You know what? And I want to point out, too, is it an hour earlier in Nashville?
So I'm actually in Delaware County right now. But, yeah, it's an hour it's an hour ahead in Tennessee.
Well, like, Delaware is often referred to as the Nashville of Pennsylvania. So
it is. A lot of people don't know that. Yes. I forgot that you are in Delco. How are things going in the quarantine? Are you able to record or anything while you're at home?
Yeah, so I've been doing FaceTime writing sessions, and I've been doing some demo, you know, things like through a couple apps that I have on my phone. But I've been writing a ton with the different writers in Nashville and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've been doing videos, YouTube stuff, and just trying to keep busy and keep working.
Okay. Yeah, the tech sort of lends itself to it now. So that's good that you can keep doing what you do.
Listen, Audra,
absolutely.
I have a great idea for a song for you because, you're living in Nashville. You're right there with the record company executives, a song titled No Sad Bro, It's Friday.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's got potential?
It's a catchphrase of ours, and it has legs. Trust us.
No Sad Bro, It's Friday.
I love it.
Okay, well, what are you going to be performing this morning, Audra?
I'm going to do Lean On Me by Bill Withers, if that's all right.
Beautiful
song. The late great just recently passed, so we would love to hear it. Okay. Whenever you're ready, we're ready. Go ahead, Audra.
A song titled No Sad Bro, It's Friday.
See, there's me telling that joke again.
That was funny. Even again.
Isn't it great?
I love it.
All right. There's this delay on Facebook Live if you're just tuning in for this, and so this is how we do it. We have to set it up, and then they move over, and then we'll get the performance. So here's Audra McLaughlin about to perform.
Ready, go ahead, Audra.
All right.
A song titled No Sad Bro, It's Friday.
Oh, it's still going.
Lean on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. man.
Awesome.
Amazing. And you got to mute your phone, by the way, when we're going to the performance. But
wow,
the soul. Amazing. Yes,
for a second there, I thought it was Kathy singing. It was
Kathy in the background.
I was talking to someone. Which shoes should I get?
Audra, was your phone distracting you, hearing the signal come back at you?
No, I turned it down, actually. I turned the volume down, so it was fine. It didn't distract me.
Okay, all right, no problem. It was just like you hear like a little bit of, it was nothing. It was your voice certainly could overpower an exploding truck.
Wow. All right, I don't have much to say other than that was amazing. Yeah. But
you guys so much. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Awesome.
We'll see what everybody thinks because our voters are the listeners are the voters, so we'll find out. Have a great weekend, Audra. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. She's awesome. Everyone's been awesome.
Amazing. All right. Yeah. So keep that in mind. Listen, when we tell you to go perform, just put your phone on hold, mute it, or you can even hang up. I don't care. Whatever. So we don't hear that sound coming
back.
Well,
take it off a speaker. Usually it looks like the people are talking to us on speaker or whatever. Take it off a speaker.
Yeah.
I think David actually took the phone out of the room, which is not a bad idea.
Yeah. But I would just, I'm like,
get it out.
Casey's got the right idea. Don't use the speaker. Just hold it up to your ear, and that way when you set it down, we won't hear the sound coming back. All right, our next contestant is frontman for the band Bangarang. Writes and plays original music, quarantined with his wife and one-year-old daughter, and a really long-haired dachshund chihuahua named Fletcher. So that's who's housing together.
That all works.
He performed a great version of Something by the Beatles when he came to us on Wednesday. From Yardley, PA, please welcome Phil to the program.
Phil!
Hey, Phil.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, nice to have you on again, man. How are you?
So good to be back.
Excellent.
I was happy just to be a part of it, so to be here is even better.
Wonderful. Did you get some good feedback from friends on your performance?
I did. You know, like when you play a Beatles song, like you said, it's always going to be, did you live up to it? And I'm proud to say that at least my friends told me I did.
So. Excellent. Well, sometimes your friends will lie to make you happy, but that's okay.
Yes.
I would expect nothing less.
I thought it was great. So are we doing another cover, an original song, another Beatles song? What do you got in mind for today?
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to the Beatles. Well, this is a song that I sing to my daughter, you know, every night before I put her to bed. If you could, you know, people that are on the Facebook Live, you'll see I stole from her nursery. There's the lyrics to this song, so it kind of means a lot to me. So
I figured
I would go back to the well and play Beatles jam.
For a second, I was worried you're going to do "Why Don't We Do It in the Road?" And if you're singing that to your daughter, just it wouldn't.
All right, we're looking.
Oh, man, I think I have to change the song.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're looking at our monitor here in the studio. Hang on before you get started, Phil, because we need to make sure. It looks like we're getting the signal now. So set your phone down, Phil, and whenever you're ready, we'll get a performance, hopefully. If not, we'll just have you do it again.
Yes, like we did with Kira, who did it 41 times.
Exactly. All right, good luck to you, Phil.
Thanks.
Yep. All right. We'll bring the audio up, and I don't hear anything.
That's a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign.
It's a bad sign. We should hear him talking to us, but I don't hear anything. So, he's probably in a room performing, doing a great version of some Beatles song. I hear something. Marissa's backing it up. Thanks. That's what's happening. So, once again, we enter the time machine.
All right, phone's muted.
And we back a little bit.
Here phone's we go. Muted. Golden Here. Slumbers, guys.
Golden Slumbers. Oh, excellent.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smile. I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Yes!
There we go.
Oh, damn it, I just hung up on him.
That's okay. We would have screwed it up anyway.
Job. No, I pulled up the next caller. I hit the wrong damn button.
That's Phil, all right. Marissa will get him.
Please get him back on the line because that was fantastic. I love it, man.
Oh, my God. Preston, it's now Tuesday. You put us back in time.
Did I do that? I hit the wrong button?
Unbelievable. I got to do Wednesday Kathy, all over?
Yeah, Kathy's... All right. Everyone's confused now.
People are asking about how they can watch on Facebook Live. You need to know these people in order because it's on their own Facebook Live accounts. But we're giving the names out on the air. Well, no, actually, I'm not giving the last
name. We're giving their names and their PIN numbers.
Oh, that too.
Well, their names are up on the website. So on the voting page, you can if you want to learn about them, you can on PrestonandSteve.com.
Okay. Because on my little info sheet, I don't have any last names. I knew Audra's last name and that was it. But... So that's how you can watch them on Facebook Live if you do know how who they are. But you can vote for anybody and everybody. You can vote once a day, by the way, on PrestonandSteve.com starting as soon as we're done with all the performances. So I already see some texts coming in.
Yeah.
We're not taking voting that way, and you'll need to wait until after we're done getting everybody performing.
All right. I have a question that I feel like maybe we should ask yesterday, but if our... if our contestants decide...
Are we sure? Okay.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Ask sure you want to ask this on here?
No. Let me ask Marissa, and then if
you yeah, that's says, yeah, that's probably that's, a better way to do it.
That's my fellow.
I'm going to go to Phil.
That's my boy.
Who's back on the line. I don't know what he wants to ask, but when he left with that, I'm like,
but it could have been a liability.
Hi.
That's the way you do it.
Phil, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Outstanding Thanks. Performance, my man. That was great work.
Appreciate it.
I kind of, sort of learned that song on the ukulele, and then I tried to sing it, and then I stopped trying to learn it because...
Man, I wish I would have had some accompaniment here. You could have chimed in.
It sounded something like this. Golden Slumbers, fill your eyes!
Tackling Paul McCartney is a tall
hard.
Order.
It's hard.
Yeah, but...
That's my favorite singer of all time, so, you know, I just... You know, close my eyes and go to town. I hope it sounded good for you guys.
It sounded excellent, Phil. Good luck to you, my man, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. It's Phil, everybody.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
100 Bangarang covers, believe it or not. And then
what are you doing?
Half.
Okay. We're done talking to him.
Oh, that was the end of it. Oh, yeah. I thought we were on to the next person. My bad.
That was still Phil talking in the background.
Phil?
Phil is a great band name.
So,
I got some great news for you
What's
guys.
The great news?
If you want to see these performances, you can go to Preston and Steve's Facebook page. So when the contest is over, these videos will be available on Preston and Steve's Facebook page.
Excellent. Now, that is a good thing to know because I was told we can't put them on PrestonandSteve.com, but on our Facebook page we can.
Yes,
maybe
we can.
Sort of. So we're doing that.
We'll just wait for the lawsuits to start streaming in.
Yeah. All right. We have two performers left to go. Let's get to them. Our next performer sent us a really impressive picture of him with a keytar.
A badass keytar that he no longer has, we heard.
And he sang and played Jailhouse Rock, which is really cool. One of the other people to kind of go old school music-wise. And he plays in a cover band called Kono Nation. Hope I got that right. Yeah. And Lines and Laces, an original band with his girlfriend, who he is quarantined with. So they're making beautiful music together right now. From Manioc, please give it up for Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. How have things been since we spoke to you on Wednesday?
Pretty good. I've been, constantly sending my girlfriend messages while she's at work, asking about different songs I should do.
No. And is she giving you some good feedback?
Oh, yeah. No, she takes a good one.
All right, excellent. And last time you played, I believe, did you play guitar and sang?
Yeah.
And are you going to be performing as well or just singing?
I'm going to do guitar and singing again.
Guitar and singing. Okay, and what are we going to hear from you this time, Michael?
I'm going to do two verses of Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Standing. And Freddie Mercury, man, that's another one of those great singers that... we have one of our performers going after. Excellent, Michael. Well, when you're ready, hopefully, we can make this thing work. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go to it. Okay, he can All begin right. whenever, so I'll bring him down in here, put this on hold. We're listening on
I'm
Facebook
do,
Live.
Guitar and singing again.
And there you go. So you can hear him just 10 seconds ago talking to us.
I'm going to do two verses of Fat Bottom Girls from Queen.
All right.
How exciting to hear ourselves.
Yes. I know. We never get this. Actually, we're just hearing him. It's exciting to hear him again.
Yeah.
All right.
We could have reacted totally differently.
We could have. But we chose that one.
Oh, don't do that song.
All right. He still has...
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. All right. All right. Here comes a performance. This is Michael in Manioc. this Queen performance.
Well, I was just a skinny lad, never knew no good from bad, but I knew a lot before I left my nursery. Left alone with Big Fat Fanny, she was such a naughty nanny. Big bad woman, you made a bad boy out of me. Well, I've been singing with my band across the wild, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. But the beauty and the star went kind of smooth after a while. Take me to them dirty ladies every time.
And there it is.
Yeah!
Nice! Michael, nice work, my man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you in your garage? Or no, no.
No, look, no.
Where are you?
I know it looks really sketchy, but I'm in my computer room. My girlfriend's sitting next to me over here.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't see anybody, so we assume she's pretend.
Just like everybody else.
Excellent. Nice work, Michael. We'll see what the listening audience thinks of you, buddy, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a nice day. Stay safe. Stay clean.
You too. Well done, man.
All right, Michael Maniac.
To take on a Freddie Mercury vocal is no small challenge.
No kidding. And he put some power behind it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get our last contestant. She checked with us on Monday. In fact, she was our first contestant.
Started everything.
Very first contestant.
She was the very first one.
Sang from her sunroom.
Mom of two. Yeah, in fact, she was walking around the house the whole time.
Yeah, we were getting motion sickness.
When she was singing, we were watching her in the monitor here. She's a mom of two boys. She's married to a Philly police officer. She sang Creep from Radiohead on Monday, and she's checking in from Holland, Pennsylvania. Once again, we welcome Nicole to the show.
Yeah.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We're having a really good time today. You, is it advantageous to go last in something like this, do you think?
It was definitely good because I got to see if anybody was doing a different song or like sticking with the same, and that kind of made my decision up for me, so it helped a little bit.
Okay, yeah, because some people, you know, switch it up, and others went with the same thing they did when they initially came on, and you were right out of the gate. You were the very first one, which is usually the most unenviable position, but it led to you being here on the finals, so that's
you enviified it.
You did enviify it. It's no longer unenviable. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Yep. All right. So what did you learn from listening to people sing and perform about the material you're going to do? You're going to do the same song or something different?
They all sound incredible. I'm definitely going to switch it up. I'm going to do The Freshman by The Vert Pipe.
Wow. That's a great song.
What an interesting choice.
Yes.
Okay. I love it when they pick something unique you don't expect. You know what I mean? Like, yes. A lot of times you'll hear, you know, me and Bobby McGee. Here, let me show you that I can do my Janis Joplin.
Right.
But who would have thunk this?
You know, I think it's like a song that like a lot of people know, but they like don't know the title of it until they look at it and listen to it.
Okay.
No, it's a good choice.
All right. Excellent. We are looking forward to this, Nicole. Head over. We're going to bring you down on the phone line. Make sure that you have it on mute and let's hear you sing, okay?
Okay.
Right, good luck, Nicole. All right. We'll bring it up. We'll hear her talking about whatever we were talking about.
I feel like it's like a song that like a lot of people know, but they don't know the title of it until they look it up and listen to it.
Okay. Yes, good choice. All right, excellent. We are looking forward to this. We're going to bring you down.
We're annoying.
Especially Tinny like that coming out of the phone. Don't listen just on the phone.
Good
luck, Nicole.
Sure.
Here's her performance.
All right. Wait. Oh, now she's okay.
Okay.
When I was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. And now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stop a baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, I can't be held responsible. She was touching her face, and I won't be held responsible.
compromise. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen.
Wow. Never have expected to hear that song performed like that.
Blown out because it's more of a quiet song.
Yeah, that also, was excellent.
Acapella, okay? Like totally
the absence of instruments, right?
Absence of instruments and like totally on key. Like everybody else had an instrument to play along with.
Right.
And she just did it like completely naked.
I know what you're saying.
She was completely nude when she did it.
Nicole, yep. You can put your clothes back on. no, that was wonderful. Yeah. Excellent work. And do I see a young man there with you in the shot right now?
No.
What are we looking
did
at?
Did you adjust a child?
I just saw a kid pop up on the monitor. Did you see that?
I did see it.
There was
what
a little
hell
boy.
What's going on here?
Preston, that's the robot's child.
Jesus.
It's like 3 men and a baby with the thing in the background.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah. All right, Nicole. By the way, Nicole, your husband, a police officer in Philadelphia, what area of the city does he work in?
Now he was in the 35th for a really long time, and now he's actually been in the 7th for about 6-7 years.
Okay, we'll give him our best, and we wish you luck with this contest, and tell your friends, everybody, to get out and vote for you, and we'll see what ends up taking place on Monday. Okay.
And really quick, I just wanted to thank you guys for giving everybody something positive to focus on during such a crazy time.
Oh, you're awesome.
That's very sweet. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck to you, Nicole. Yeah. Let's hear it for Nicole. All right. Just been handed this note. Voting is live.
You can
visit PrestonandSteve.com. The contestants are in the order of their performances today. The podcast will be posted on that page soon, and you'll be able to hear the performances again in our seamless engineering, making sure that everything went wonderfully.
All the things that could have gone wrong did, but it was still wonderful.
I agree.
And Preston, I was handed a note. That boy you saw was a ghost.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah. No
way.
That must have been it.
Unbelievable.
3 men and a baby.
It was 3 men and a baby all over again.
All right, well, there you go. Performances are done. Voting is enabled. We leave it up to you, America. Isolation Idol. The first and probably only time we'll do something like this.
Well, there's only so many times you can reinvent the entertainment industry, and our work is done.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.